Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Bo again. So today we are going to talk about what we know. We're going to go over what we know. We will talk about some events that occurred over the weekend to add a little bit of context. We will talk about some reporting. Then we'll talk about what is happening right now at time of filming. And then we will talk about what is likely to occur probably by the time y'all watch this, if not shortly thereafter. Okay, so over the weekend, the talks over there, they were moving along. No big breakthrough, but they were moving. You had all the right people in place. And the reporting coming out of the talks was back and forth. Normally a decent sign. The people that were there, good sign. But there weren't any major breakthroughs. Also over the weekend, you had an American with the United Nations World Food Program do an interview and say that famine was full-blown in the north. Reporting also surfaced that suggested Biden had paused a shipment of ammunition headed to Israel. Some kind of delay occurred. I'm sure that it was probably just being prioritized. You had an Israeli official reportedly tell the New York Times that Netanyahu's rhetoric basically torpedoed the talks. The talk about continuing to go into Rafah no matter what hardened the stances. Netanyahu, of course, says that this is not true. At time of filming, it does appear that the talks have collapsed. And right now, at time of filming, text messages are reportedly going out telling people in the eastern portion of Rafah to evacuate, to leave. The IDF is saying that this will be an operation of limited scope, quote. Reporting says that it's about 100,000 people that are being asked to leave. The Department of Defense here in the United States, their statement is more of the same, no changes. It's basically, we support Israel, be super careful in Rafah or don't go in. At time of filming, Biden has not made a statement. I would imagine that by the time y'all see this, that statement will have been made. If not, it will come shortly thereafter. Now, I know in the United States, that's what's going to get the coverage. Because whatever the statement is, however it goes, it is going to carry pretty big political consequences. I would like to remind everybody that those consequences will pale in comparison to the consequences that will occur over there if any move into Rafah goes sideways in any of the thousand ways that it can. The situation is unstable. There will probably be an update later on today, but right now, this is the information that we have. There is no reported timeline on when a move into Rafah might occur. There is some movement from countries that have been acting as mediators, trying to get Netanyahu to call off any potential move into Rafah. No clue on how successful that would be. But this is how it stands at this moment. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.